This is episode 1831 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you get ready to meditate today. Or maybe you are out doing some errands as you listen to these episodes, and you want to do a meditation technique right in the midst of your busy, stressful day, and that is fine. You can do these meditation techniques whether you're seated meditating or whether you are out in the midst of your most stressful moment. In today's episode, we continue along with our series this week on how to manage distress. When you're feeling distress, you're feeling those emotions that cause you to feel unsafe. Maybe you've been through some trauma, maybe betrayal. Maybe you are fearful, or you have self-doubt, or you're angry. Whatever the distress you experience in your life, know that in order to get through the distress, you have to go through the distress. And many times we're inclined to not want to deal with this distress because it takes time and energy. And you may want to just go back to how things were, to what's familiar, but this distress is still there. And so to deal with distress, your body goes into fight or flight response mode. This is the part of your primordial brain you begin to activate. I'll share with you some characteristics of the flight response. And I'll call this response leaning out. And this is when you close off your heart so you don't allow yourself to get too close to anyone or even to care about a situation, because your brain is telling you that you need safety. And in order to gain this safety, you must not allow yourself to care too much. You need to hold back so that you're not the one being abandoned or betrayed. This mentally protects you, or so you think. It is, in fact, a biological primordial response where we would rather have things on our own terms rather than to take the chance to be in even more distress by being hurt again. So we don't want to leave ourselves too vulnerable in case we are hurt again. So we lean out. We have this flight response. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, I want to share with you an affirmation technique that you can do to help you calm your mind and body when you are having these primordial responses to distress. Remember, when you are in distress, you are being hit with adrenaline from all sides, it can seem like. And so you often don't know what is safe anymore. You don't have confidence in your surroundings, with the people you're with, and in situations you may find yourself in. So in order to gain this confidence, you can begin to use different meditation techniques to help yourself feel safe. An affirmation is a positive statement you can repeat to help you focus on your intention. In your case, as we go through our confidence, feeling more trustworthy or confident in a relationship with someone or in your environment or in a situation has to do with opening up to life's flow. So when you are feeling this flight response, one of the best things you can do is to stop and notice what you're experiencing and to open up to life's flow instead of feeling as though you're leaning out, you're leaning away as you experience a flight response to adrenaline. So your affirmation for this week's series, which I encourage you to repeat in the morning when you wake up and in the evening when you go to bed at night, and especially when you are feeling in distress, when you're feeling this flight response. So the affirmation is, I open to life's flow. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate today, focus on the kind of distress you are wanting to manage in your life. Something that you may have experienced even a long time ago that still is with you. Maybe some grudge you harbor, or some sadness or grief or anger. And allow yourself to pause and notice your reaction to this distress. Simply become aware. Throughout this week, you will be processing your distress. For now, simply become aware of how you respond to distress in your life. If you'd like full half-hour guided meditations, as always, you can find the daily half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,800 guided meditations there, including weekly journals and slow down guides customized for the week's theme. Now settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and your body. And begin to notice how you feel distress in your life. Does it emerge as anger or fear or doubt? Notice where you may feel this distress in your body and what may trigger this distress. And now, feel yourself begin to open up to a new experience. Repeat out loud, I open to life's flow. I open to life's flow. Repeat this affirmation out loud. Repeat it in your natural speaking voice, and then repeat it in a whisper. Notice how you feel each time you repeat the affirmation, I open to life's flow. Meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation on a high note. you are so worth slowing down for.